This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is bypassing Congress to send tank ammunition to Israel.
Going around Congress, the Biden administration says it's approved the emergency sale to Israel of nearly 14,000 rounds of tank ammunition worth more than $106 million as Israel intensifies its military operations in the southern Gaza Strip. The State Department said in a statement Saturday that it notified Congress of the sale late Friday after Secretary of State Antony Blinken determined, quote, an emergency exists that requires the immediate sale of the munitions in the U.S. national security interest. That means the purchase will bypass the congressional review requirement for foreign military sales. Such determinations are rare, but not unprecedented, when administrations see an urgent need for weapons to be delivered without waiting for lawmakers' approval. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The U.S. aid for Ukraine by year end seems increasingly out of reach as GOP ties it to border security.
A deal to provide more U.S. assistance to Ukraine appears increasingly out of reach. Republican lawmakers are pushing for stricter changes for America's immigration and border policies. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said this week a delay could have catastrophic consequences for the Ukrainian president's ability to reclaim his country from Russian invaders.
What we want to do since the beginning of this conflict is make sure he has the tools to do that. And those tools are about to run out.
A new GOP aid proposal for Ukraine would call on the U.S. to end humanitarian parole for many migrants, use ankle bracelets on those awaiting hearings, and set new guidelines to essentially close the border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Residents are going to the polls in Hong Kong's first district council election since an electoral overhaul was implemented under Beijing's guidance of Patriots administration.